Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got you covered with Padres talk all day. Enjoy Friar Friday, presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Friar Ale pints all season long.
Indeed it is. Friar Friday, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Yes, it's the Gwynn and Scraby show until Tuesday when Crillo returns. But joining us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is Padres catcher Austin Nola. Austin, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you all for having me on.
Of course.
No problem at all. We enjoy talking, and I want to start with this because a lot of fans who don't get an opportunity or who have never played before, a lot of times wonder what goes on or what the dynamic is like between catcher and umpire. You're really the only voice, I think, that matters on the field. Talk a little bit about the kind of dynamic that you have with the umpires and how you kind of have to kind of push and pull a little bit to get strikes or to get calls for your guys.
Yeah, it can be a tough line because obviously the implications of the game, the situations can sometimes get the best of us. And I'm definitely can be guilty of that too. Because you want it really, really bad. Right. But there is a way to go about it that I think is a respectful way to do it. And I think that's just going about it. You know, when early in the game, especially the first seven innings, I'd say first six innings with your starter, you just take it slow and you ask questions. You know, pick their brain, see, just try to see where their zone is at. You know, giving them that respect of like understanding them, understanding their zone, understand where they're coming from, what they're seeing, and I think that makes a big difference.
We're talking to Austin Nola, catcher for the Padres on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Now, to branch that out a little bit, when you're at bat and they call a strike on something that they've been calling a ball all night for your pitcher, is that a little bit different? Or, I mean, what goes on there? Because I've always been interested in that, when they're calling it one side, but then they don't give you the same luxury.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough because of the moment. Obviously, striking out, looking is not the way we want to go down, but I usually wait till my last at bat, second to last at bat, when the game, you know, seventh, eighth inning, is when they understand that the game can get a little emotional for us all. So, and I'll wait to, and they respect that. I think they think that's okay. But if you start doing that early in the game, I think that's where you start drawing the line with that. You can't just jump them early in the game, right? I mean, it's all about establishing that relationship of that we're going to work together here because it's not easy back there on both sides.
Austin, one of the things that I think that you and really Jorge have done really well is handle the true platoon that you guys have had. Sometimes it's been more of you, sometimes it's been more of him. Talk a little bit about that adjustment for you, and maybe is your approach a little bit differently as opposed to being run out there every single day?
An approach as in with the umpire or
as in with your own kind of routine in getting ready, as well as the pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, the routine is the same no matter what, whether you play every day, whether you play, you know, once every 3 days. I think you just know what you got to do. You know what the importance of the game is, and that, I think the game is what really matters. So performance in the game, it doesn't matter if you haven't played or if you have played. The game is what we're all trying to accomplish, and that's perform and help our team win at any moment. It doesn't matter. You got to take out all the selfishness out of that.
We're talking to Padres catcher Austin Nola on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And Austin, as a guy who had never played outside of Little League, I am very interested in how you catchers are able to absorb all the information that you need to support the pitching staff. So when it comes to calling games, What is your process for game planning for your next start? Because I honestly don't know how I would be able to remember all that information and then use it in a productive way.
Yeah, it's. I try not to memorize the information. I try to use, you know, little hints from hitters, hints that I can actually see. I guess you could call it a cheat sheet in the game. You know, you use the cheat sheet by just watching and observing the game and what the hitters are looking for. And bottom line is just being present in the game. I think when you're present each pitch, when you're present watching your pitcher, what his strengths, what his weaknesses, what he can and what he can't do, that particular inning can make all the difference in a pitch call and make all the difference in a situation in the game, especially with the hitter, what he's trying to do. And I think that's a big deal. I don't think it's all about memorizing the information. It's about observing and seeing and being aware of what's going on.
Austin Nola joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Austin, I want to go back to Seattle because you made me think of it when you were talking about reading swings from hitters. You guys are in a tough spot in that first game. Hader comes in. Ty France is fouling everything off. Hader, to my recollection, hadn't thrown very many changeups as a Padre to that point. But what was it about that at bat that gave you the idea, or was it just what you were seeing from Ty France that said, you know what, I think our best bet is to go changeup here?
Yeah, I think what happens is we get with the information out there on all pitchers, on all our pitchers, it becomes a chess match with the two-pitch pitchers, right? Mm-hmm. Pitchers that have two really good pitches. Some hitters are able to foul off and be right in between both of them and extend ABs, right? I mean, you could see it with Goldschmidt the other night with Hader. I mean, when you got a guy with plus-plus pitches and hitters that are very smart, good hitters that know their swing, and their swing plays in the zone for a while, right? Like it can cover fastballs and it can cover sliders as well. There has to be something, a pitch that might can just throw a little doubt in their head. And that's all the changeup was for us. And it happened to be a good pitch there in the moment with, Ty fouling off sliders and fastballs and being in that in between, you know, fouling, being a little bit behind the fastball, a little bit early on the changeup. A little bit early on the slider. The changeup can be the perfect mix to get him off the barrel or swing and miss.
We're talking to Padres catcher Austin Nola here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Last one for me, Austin. And last week on Thursday night, you guys had your meeting with your manager, Bob Melvin. And then all of a sudden, ever since then, you guys have been playing great and you guys have been playing like a team and everybody loves to see what they're seeing on the field. How has it been for you personally since, you know, in the last week? What has felt different to you?
Trying to have fun. We're holding each other accountable for game time, you know, for pregame, for game time, showing up, being ready to play. I think we all understand the implications of the series and the games ahead, and it's one game at a time. It's bring the best version of ourselves to help your team win that day, and it's on everybody. You know, every single person on this team, that matters, and that's a big deal for us, and we're going to hold each other accountable to that.
Last one, and we'll let you go, Austin. You know, we're talking about the fate and how well you guys have played over the last week. It has really been on the backs of this starting rotation. What have you seen from these guys here in the last week or so that is different than what we were going through maybe a month ago?
So the starters have been excellent. They've been picking us up, you know, deep into games. Our bullpen's been coming in, being lights out, and our defense has picked up everybody as well. When you got a combination of some good defense, starting pitchers going a good ways in the games, and bullpens coming in, throwing strikes, shutting the game down, it's the recipe for a lot of wins.
There you have it. Austin Nola, thank you very much for your time, man. We'll catch you later.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That was Austin Nola on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.